Good morning.
The first week of Parliament has been run and done. What happened?
Well, there was a lot on this week in Parliament, and of course, more importantly, locally, we shined a very strong spotlight back on the issues of flood mitigation and what that might mean for the Bundaberg region. It's been a long time since we were promised boots on the ground. It's been a long time since promises were made. And I guess it's about making sure that the dialogue remains open and that the people of all districts in the Bundaberg area are considered and respected. And 5,000 signatures on a petition was tabled. And I welcome the work that's been done just to make sure this issue doesn't go away. And we remind everyone that the commitments and the promises that were made need to be honoured. And I think it's time that particularly the state government gets on with the job. And I challenge anyone to actually tell me what's being proposed and when was the last time you were consulted. It needs to be fixed up, and flood mitigation needs to be something Bundaberg expects and deserves.
Well, it's certainly a timely reminder, of course, with everything that's gone around the Gympie region down south from there. So you mentioned there about dialogue being open. Is it open?
No, not at all. And I haven't heard or seen anything for years now about what could or should be done. And I think what I'm really strongly just saying, let's don't take anything off the table and let's get back to some sensible, mature debate and consultation with engineers, peer review, about what mitigation should look like. And now I'm a supporter of the East Levy gates, but I also want to think about the people in North Bundaberg. I don't believe they've been fully consulted either. So the problem is there's a vacuum of information, and that leads to speculation and mistruth. So it's time for the government to open up. It's time for the government to get on with the job. And they have $42 million committed. It's time they, even if they did the floodgates for East Bundaberg, that would be a start. But to do nothing, I think, is unacceptable. It needs to be called out.
Oh, maybe something I'll bring up with Tom Smith when I talk to him next. Show season coming up. I love a good show, but I understand over a quarter of Queensland shows are being postponed or cancelled. What's going on?
Well, this is just about the bureaucratic nonsense that comes with mandates made by bureaucrats. Now, you can go to a fete or a market or, you know, go on a Ferris wheel and you don't get caught up under these new health directives mandates, but agricultural shows have been singled out that you need to have special security. We're asking volunteers to check vaccination status, which effectively means unviable. Security bills will be in tens of thousands of dollars to run, say, the Bundaberg show. And so with 116 shows across Queensland, looks like they'll be cancelled again this year because of this anomaly. Now, for me, we're learning to live with COVID. The masks are coming off and we're getting back to normal. It's time that the bureaucrats fix this, you know, mistake. And to single out agricultural shows, I think, is just a slap in the face for rural Queensland, who depend so much on what ag shows bring right now. And I think there are a lot of farmers that take great pride in their produce and cattle and other things that they display need the social interaction and the mental health benefits that come from that sort of stuff. So anyway, we're fighting hard to make sure that ag shows aren't treated so badly and we can get on with the job of enjoying ag shows.
You know what else I love about an ag show is a lovely sponge. And they always...
Oh, well, mine's the Dagwood dog go-to, but anyway, after that, we'll get on with it.
No, I do love a great agricultural show, and it's a wonder being from a city previously that you take people to an agricultural show like my son or anything like that, and they open up their eyes, and it's like, wow, it's a totally new world for those who might not normally go to a show.
Absolutely, and it's the whole farm-to-plate concept, isn't it? But it's about meeting those wonderful people that provide those wonderful services. But look, it is a ridiculous outcome that they've singled out agricultural shows. We're seeking advice. You know, we've had all the show society, they need to be congratulated on their stance, and they just want to be heard and respected. And I guess 13,500 volunteers shouldn't be concentrating on mandates and ticks and vaccination status. That's a choice that should be made by individuals. But what they should be doing is making sure that shows can be all that we expect and deserve, and that means opening the gates, and let's get on with having ag shows in all the regions, and particularly here in Bundaberg.
Stephen Bennett is the member for Burnett, joining us on a Thursday morning. Now, Stephen, I understand you're looking for some locals to be part of the 2032 Olympic Legacy Committee. What's this all about?
Well, it's part of the commitments the government's made that we do have input, and, you know, the fact is that we sometimes get sceptical of these sort of things when they're offered, but I genuinely believe that the regions are trying to be included, and it's time for people that have a genuine interest in sport and the region to consider being part of that. And there's some wonderful people in the region that would make so much valuable contribution to a statewide legacy committee, and it's making sure that what we do after the Games becomes part of, you know, the Bundaberg, the Wide Bay region. So it is as it sounds. It's a legacy issue. So the infrastructure we build now, we want to make sure that it's there in the future. And the transport we need to build for the Games is suitable for public use after the Games. It's sort of a very sensible thing to do, actually, to have people looking at what after the 2032 Olympics looks like and making sure that infrastructure doesn't become a big white elephant. And I think that's an important step forward.
So how do we go about applying? Is it an application process?
Yes, well, I believe the applications are online. And, of course, we're always open to people contacting our office for those details. But just have a look on www. And make sure that you look for Olympic Legacy Committee, and I'm sure you'll find the links. But by all means, contact our office if you have an interest.
And finally, a few road upgrades on the cards around the Burnett. Can you give us some of those details?
Well, of course, we're always looking out for roads, but we want to see the continuation of the ISIS highway upgrades and the intersections, five ways at Childers. But I guess it's a timely reminder that the big ones about overtaking lanes on Rosedale Road continue to be a priority, but it's all about driving to the conditions. Appreciate the work that goes into making sure that we do get our road upgrades. But Goodwood Road, ISIS Highway and a lot of local roads will be part of a huge upgrade. And particularly after the storms we've had, we look forward to those upgrades and making roads safer for everyone.
Stephen, really do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
And to you as well. Stephen Bennett is the member for Burnett joining us on 1332 4BU.